This is Apollo Control Houston. We're now less than 2 minutes away from acquisition of signal on Apollo 11 and in Mission Control Center Houston. We're standing by. Mark, 1 minute from predicted acquisition of signal. We should be acquiring. We're standing by.
Houston, loud and clear here, over.
Okay, we just appeared to get a solid lock for the last, about a minute. The Tunframax needles have been wandering up and down, and the pitching needles have been wandering around, but it appears to have reacquired by itself solidly now. We're just finishing up our fuel cell purge. Hydrogen on number 3 is the last to go off. It'll be coming off just in a second.
Roger, 11.
Huh?
Apollo 11, Houston, we believe we've tracked down the reacquisition problem we had on the previous rev. It looks like it was a receiver power supply here on the ground, and no problems in the spacecraft at all, over.
Okay, go ahead here.
11, that really winds things up as far as we're concerned on the ground for the evening. We're ready to go to bed and get a little sleep, over.
Yeah, we're about to join you.
Roger.
This is Apollo Control, Houston, 86 hours, 33 minutes. You heard that last exchange. The Mission Control Center has isolated our earlier loss of lock on with the S-band antenna to a faulty power supply at Goldstone, which in turn introduced noisy data, causing a ground-based receiver to go out of lock. This power supply, a 24-volt one, has already been replaced at Goldstone. In summary, the spacecraft looks good, and the difficulty was caused here on the ground. At 86 hours, 34 minutes, we now read our orbit at 64.9 nautical miles apolune, 54.6 nautical miles perilune. This is Apollo Control, Houston.